And this is KGOU. Good afternoon, I'm Paige Willett Lowe. Governor Mary Fallon will present her State of the State address to lawmakers on Monday. Also this week, a state House committee recommended the expulsion of one of its members. KGOU's Dick Pryor spoke to Sean Ashley of eCapital as part of our series Capital Insider to discuss what to look for in the governor's address.
Sean, the legislative session begins each year, the first Monday in February, with the governor's State of the State address. What do you expect that we'll hear from Governor Mary Fallon?
While speaking to reporters on Thursday, Governor Fallon promised us a major tax overhaul would be outlined in her executive budget. One of the things she stressed is we can't afford to do things the way that we've been doing them. In particular, she pointed to the revenue shortfalls that the state has experienced and the dependence lawmakers and the governor's office, for that matter, have had on using one-time funding in an effort to balance the budget. She said this should provide a way for her own budget and for future governors' budgets to be balanced without having to rely on what she said were smoke and mirrors.
There are bills in both houses that would soften the effects of criminal justice changes that were approved by the voters last November. Tell us about that.
That's right. In November, voters approved two state questions that changed the nature of some crimes, that moved them from felonies down to misdemeanors, certain property, nonviolent property crimes, and certain drug crimes. These would actually begin to move some of those back to the more stringent side of things and as a result, increase the penalties. This seems to move against what the voters wanted, first of all, in November when they approved those questions, and what seems to be the general attitude of the legislature and the governor. Governor Fallon, of course, signed four measures last year that did something similar from the legislative session and has embraced criminal justice reform. A number of legislators speaking at the Associated Press Legislative Forum, legislative leaders, said that such a move would go against the will of the voters and that we need to continue our efforts for criminal justice reform. Senator Anthony Sykes, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, said in a press conference that rather than rolling those back, what they would be looking at would be to monitor them and tweak them if necessary as they came into effect.
A House committee has voted to expel Representative Dan Kirby and discipline Representative Will Forkiller. What happens next?
We expect that on Monday a motion will be put forth on the floor to expel Representative Kirby. If that motion passes, he would no longer be a member of the House of Representatives. The recommendations from the committee also limit his legislative ability should he survive an expulsion. He would no longer chair a committee. He would no longer be a member of any committees, and his legislation effectively would be canceled. So that's what we'll be looking for there. In the case of Representative Forkiller, it's unclear at this point whether the sanctions recommended by the committee will simply be implemented by the Speaker or whether those two might have to go to a vote of the full House.
And the Kirby situation involves a relationship with a staffer and Forkiller comments made to a page.
Exactly.
Agencies continue presenting their FY 2018 budget requests. Some are requesting a flat budget. Others are asking for a lot more money. How are those being received?
Most budget hearings, the leaders of the budget subcommittees have been very blunt in saying, look, we don't have any additional money to give. In fact, we have less than additional money to give because of the nearly $900 million deficit that they are expected to face when they write this budget. At the same time, what you are seeing is that there are support for certain programs, such as Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services Commissioner Terry White, in talking about some of their drug treatment and mental health treatment programs. It received a good reception from the two subcommittees that heard that presentation. But again, the issue is a matter of finding the funding.
Governor Fallon has announced that online retailer Amazon will start collecting sales tax in March.
That's correct. So that will benefit not only the state budget to a certain extent, but particularly cities and counties.
That's the Capital Insider, eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
KGOU and eCapital collaborate each week on Capital Insider. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. We'll offer live coverage of Governor Fallon's State of the State this Monday at noon on KGOU. As always, you can find us online at kgou.org and on social media at KGOU News.